Good morning.
And hello, Austin, and of course, all of you all around the world. As you know, this is the first time in 3M's history that we have been outside of Minnesota for annual shareholder meeting. We are a global, diverse company, and we are celebrating that by gathering together today here in Texas. Now it's time to officially open our meeting. Let's start the meeting by honoring and thanking our servicemen and women and their families. Currently, we have 16 U.S.-based 3Mers on active duty. And since 2003, 174 U.S.-based employees have served and returned to work at 3M. Every year, I mention such a number, but there is one name behind the numbers that can help us truly appreciate the contributions these people have made. I would like to take a moment and tell you about an outstanding former Marine, a Marine who was recognized just last month in Washington, D.C. She served in the U.S. Marine Corps from 1943 to 1946. There's a few remarkable things about her. She met Harry Truman, she spent time with Eleanor Roosevelt, and she's also happened to be a 3M employee who has been with us for 42 years. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce June Fremont. June. I would now like to introduce Greg Larson, our corporate secretary. Greg is on the stage with me this morning, and he will conduct the business portion of the meeting today. Greg advises me that a quorum is present and that all shareholders of record have been sent a notice of this meeting. On the record date of March 14, 2014, there was approximately 658 million shares of common stock issued and outstanding. Of those, more than 86% are represented here this morning, either in person or by proxy. Therefore, I declare this meeting open for business. Today, we will elect our board of directors, ratify the appointment of 3M's independent public accounting firm for 2014, and take an advisory vote on executive compensation. We will then vote on one shareholder proposal and take questions from the shareholders. As always, at our annual meeting, we will review the past year. But let's begin by looking at the present and then into our future. 3M is all about our people, ideas, and innovation. We touch lives every day, protecting people as they work, keeping the air you breathe fresh and clean, making your car lighter and more fuel efficient, strengthening the plane you fly in, making screens brighter and more energy efficient, and making healthcare safer. But we cannot and do not take success for granted. We always remember the McKnight principles, which are the backbone of our culture, and I will come back to them later. He left us with a legacy of innovation and initiative, principles that guide us as we live and compete in a fast-paced global economy. We must evolve quickly, even faster than our customers and their needs, and the markets where they work and live. That's why we focus on megatrends. We predict that dramatic shifts lie ahead, including rapid change in technology and consumption, shifting demographics, growth in developing markets, and of course, greater global interconnectivity. Sustainability has long been ingrained in the work that we do. We created 3P, pollution prevention pace, in the 70s. Which has prevented more than 1.9 million metric tons of pollution. We then doubled down our focus when we created our Sustainability Center of Excellence in 2013, where we emphasize developing products that also help our customers to create a better world. I'm proud to say that this year, 3M earned the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Energy Star Award for the 10th consecutive year. We are the first industrial company to receive this Energy Star Award 10 times. No other industrial company has been so recognized by EPA. Clearly, change is the norm globally and at 3M. We must remain focused on our vision of advancing every company, enhancing every home, and improving every life. So how do we do that? We do it one idea at a time based on our strategies. And it begins with our people. But let me begin with a review of 2013. This was a year in which we gained momentum and continued to build the company for the future. I'm proud to say we finished the year stronger than ever. Operating income rose to $6.7 billion, a 2.8% increase. Earnings per share were up 6.3% to $6.72. Sales for the year were nearly $31 billion. We maintained outstanding margins of 21.6%, with four of our five business groups delivering above 21%. In organic local currency terms, sales increased 3.4%, with Latin America, Canada up 7%, APAC up 4%, the United States up 3%, and Europe, Middle East, Africa up 2%. Currency impacts reduced worldwide sales by 1.6%, and acquisitions added 1.4%. Return on invested capital for the year was 20%. And finally, we returned a record $6.9 billion US dollar in cash to shareholders through dividends and share repurchases. Let us now reflect on our first quarter results for 2014. All of our business groups and all geographical areas achieved positive organic local currency sales growth. And here are some highlights from the first quarter. Sales were $7.8 billion, a record first quarter for us. Organic local currency growth was up 4.6%, with healthcare up 6%, industrial up 5%, Safety and Graphics 5%, Electronics and Energy up 4%, and Consumer up 3%. Geographically, APAC and Latin America, Canada were up 7%, Europe, Middle East, Africa up 4%, and the United States up 3%. Currency had a negative effect on sales of 2% in the quarter. Operating margins were nearly 22%, up 30 basis points from last year. Earnings per share was $1.79, an 11.2% increase year over year. Finally, in the first quarter, we returned $2.3 billion of cash to shareholders via dividends and share repurchases. We also announced a new share repurchases authorization of $12 billion. In addition, we announced 3M's 56th consecutive annual dividend increase, an increase of 35%. I hope you agree with me, we are clearly off to a good start of the year. As you can see, our vision and strategies are built around growing the company for long-term success. Over our 112 years history, 3M has successfully leveraged key value drivers, including technology, manufacturing, brand, and global capabilities. We have grown our company and, importantly, done so very profitable. We will create even more value for our shareholders by focus on three key levers as we move ahead. Our three key levers are portfolio management, investing in innovation and business transformation. When it comes to innovation, there will be additional focus on disruptive technology. Research and development is the heartbeat of 3M, one of the reasons for the premium return to shareholders, and it also ensures that we are creating value for our customers. Through business transformation, enabled by our global ERP implementation, we will create a more effective interface with our customers, in addition to increased global efficiency and productivity. I want to focus for a moment on portfolio management. As an outcome of our focus on portfolio management, we have combined and scaled businesses to better serve our customers, to gain cost savings, and to address underperforming businesses. As you know, we also recently moved from 3 electronics divisions to 2 divisions focused on key market segments. Now we match our customers' need with a single, unified organization that provides fast access to solutions that will improve their products in a cost-effective way. I'm convinced that active portfolio management is a key element for us to build and improve the relevance with our customers. In the technology arena, for example, 3M invested $1.7 billion in research and development in 2013, or 5.6% to sales. And we plan to increase that closer to 6% of sales by 2017. Incremental investment will be aimed at longer-term, more disruptive technology programs, which have significant potential to solve our customers' most pressing needs. Relevance is key. If we are not relevant, we will not win. I spoke about this gentleman earlier. He's William McKnight. He began at 3M as an assistant bookkeeper. During his 7 decades with 3M, he worked his way to leading the company, including chairman of the board. He believed in leadership, but he also knew that leadership was not exclusive to any single individual. It's a quality many must embody. This year, we introduce our new leadership behaviors to lead and inspire 3Mers to embrace that spirit and to spread it at work and in their communities. Here's one example I would like to share with you. There's a 3M employee that you may know. He was born in Texas, and he told me he was born without much. But he believed in himself, and he believed in education. He made it through college, and when he did, he came straight to 3M here in Austin and has spent the last 29 years bringing hundreds of others along. His commitment is to inspire students of color to pursue technical degrees. That was what changed his life. So he volunteered for 10 years with the Texas Alliance for Minorities in Engineering. And now, as plant engineer manager at 3M Brownwood, he's doing the same volunteer work through the Texas State Technology Institute. His name is Dan Garza, and Dan is with us here today. Dan, can you please stand? Dan is a great leader and role model. He's also an example of how we can create success at 3M while embracing our values. 3M's code of conduct makes it simple. Be good. Be honest. Be fair and impartial, be loyal, be accurate, and be respectful. Simple words, profound thoughts. It is the spirit of 3M, it is who we are, and it will guide us to an even more successful future. Thank you very much. Now I would like to introduce our directors, and I ask the directors to stand as they are introduced. And the audience, please hold your applause until I have introduced the entire board. Linda Alvarado, President and Chief Executive Officer, Alvarado Construction. Tony Brown, retired Group Vice President, Global Purchasing, Ford Motor Company. Dr. Vance Kaufman, retired Chairman of the Board and Chief Executive Officer, Lockheed Martin Corporation, who is unable to join us today as he's recovering from surgery. Mike Eskew, retired Chairman of the Board and Chief Executive Officer, United Parcel Service. Herb Henkel, retired Chairman of the Board and Executive Officer, Ingersoll Rand. Muta Kent, Chairman of the Board and Chief Executive Officer, the Coca-Cola Company. Ed Liddy, retired Chairman of the Board and Chief Executive Officer, the Allstate Corporation, and now partner, Clayton, Dubilier and Rice. And finally, Bob Ulrich, retired Chairman of the Board and Chief Executive Officer, Target Corporation. So thank you very much. I now will turn over the meeting to Greg Lawson. So, Greg.
Well, thank you, Inga. Good morning, everyone. Before discussing the business items, please review the meeting rules that you received this morning. They are summarized on the screen behind me. 3M has these rules to better accommodate the shareholders who attend this meeting and to be fair to everyone who wishes to speak. Your cooperation is greatly appreciated. As indicated on the agenda you also received, the Board of Directors is presenting the following proposals, which are described in the proxy statement. Elect the 9 directors identified in the proxy statement. Ratify the appointment of PricewaterhouseCoopers as 3M's independent accounting firm for 2014. And consider an advisory approval of executive compensation. A shareholder is presenting one proposal on the right to act by written consent. The proposal is also described in the proxy statement. We will vote on all of these proposals together after presenting each one. No other items of business will be considered at the meeting. The board appointed 3 inspectors of election for this meeting who are with us this morning. They are Tony Caridio, Phil Cavero, and Jan Dryman. They are independent of 3M and agents of Broadridge Financial Solutions. The first proposal is to elect 9 directors for a 1-year term that expires at the 2015 annual meeting. The board's nominees are Linda Alvarado, Tony Brown, Vance Kaufman, Mike Eskew, Herb Henkel, Muhtar Kent, Ed Liddy, Inga Tulin, and Bob Ulrich. All nominees are standing for re-election to the board except Tony Brown, who is standing for election to the board for the first time. The second proposal is to ratify the appointment of PricewaterhouseCoopers as 3M's independent public accounting firm. The Audit Committee appointed PricewaterhouseCoopers to audit the 2014 consolidated financial statements of 3M and its subsidiaries. Tom Montminy, the lead audit partner from PricewaterhouseCoopers, is here at the meeting. The third proposal is to approve the compensation of our executives as described in the proxy statement. While the vote on this proposal is non-binding, the Compensation Committee and the Board will carefully consider the outcome of the vote when making future compensation decisions. The Board recommends an affirmative vote for each nominee and for each of these proposals. We will now consider a shareholder proposal on the right to act by written consent. Kimberly Calvo represents the proponent and may make a brief 3-minute statement discussing the merits of the proposal. Kimberly?
Mr. Chairman, I have Kimberly Calvo. Will you make your proposal?
Hello. Proposal number 4, stockholder proposal on right to act by written consent, sponsored by James McRitchie of Elk Grove, California. Resolve, shareholders request that our board of directors undertake such steps as may be necessary to permit written consent. by shareholders entitled to cast the minimum number of votes that would be necessary to authorize the action at a meeting at which all shareholders entitled to vote thereon were present and voting. This written consent is to be consistent with giving shareholders the fullest power to act by written consent in accordance with applicable law. This includes shareholder ability to initiate any topic for written consent consistent with applicable law. This proposal topic also won majority shareholder support at 13 major companies in a single year. This includes 67% support at both Allstate and Sprint. Westfield shareholders successfully used written consent to replace certain underperforming directors in 2012. This proposal would empower shareholders by giving them the ability to effect change at our company within being forced to wait until an annual shareholder meeting. Shareholders' action by written consent could save our company the cost of holding a physical meeting between annual meetings. Please vote to enhance shareholder value. Right to act by written consent, Proposal 4.
Thank you, Kimberly. The board opposes this proposal for the following reasons. We believe that all shareholders should be given advance notice of proposals subject to a shareholder vote and be allowed to vote on them at an annual or special meeting. In contrast, this proposal enables the owners of a simple majority of shares to vote in favor of their own proposed action without holding a meeting and without notifying other shareholders or the company. Finally, the proposal is not needed to give shareholders a way to initiate action. The company's bylaws already permit shareholders holding at least 25% of the outstanding common shares to call a special meeting. For these reasons, the board recommends voting against this proposal. We are finished presenting the items of business in the proxy statement, and now it is time to vote. If you submitted your proxy over the internet, by telephone, or by mail, it will be voted as you instructed. Please ask for a ballot only if you did not previously vote or if you wish to change your vote. If you need a ballot, please stand and an attendant will give you a ballot. When you have marked your ballots, please stand and the attendants will collect them. The polls are about to close. If there's any shareholder who has not turned in a ballot and wishes to do so at this time, please stand so that the attendants can pick up your ballot. The polls are now closed. The preliminary results of the voting will be announced later in the meeting. This concludes this business segment of the meeting and our live webcast.